Okay.
Well, like I was saying, being the radio person that I am, this is a Joe's Nose Party.
Are you on the radio?
No. I'm on tape.
Okay.
I'm on tape. This is my strap-on tape. Tape player. Tape recorder. It's a fine KMEW tape recorder.
That doesn't have KMEW on it.
Well, I know where it's from. I know it's not yours.
How do you know I got it from KMEW?
He told me.
Green pepper ditchweed. No, 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 no.
So, how many tapes do we have?
How many tapes? What day is it today?
Oh, did I change the pitch on this yet?
No.
Oh, here we go.
Ask people stupid questions.
What?
Ask people stupid questions.
You're not going?
Or you can ask people stupid questions.
I'll come.
Ask them pretty questions.
Sean, you can do it.
Ask what America wants to do.
Here, let's put it on.
The box of torture.
So really, how do you feel about Joe's Nose?
I think they're great. You know, I mean, absolutely wonderful.
And Dave, how do you feel about Joe's Nose, being a former member yourself?
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, these people don't know what they're talking about.
You're insane.
What do you think about Joe's Nose?
Being a former member.
Oh, well, you know.
Okay, what do you feel about Joe's Nose?
What do I feel? I thought you said, what do I think?
No, I said, what do you feel? I said, what does he think?
What does he feel?
Yeah. No, what do you feel?
Oh, what do I think? Oh.
And how do you feel about Joe's Nose?
I just have one question. What goes
with Joe's Nose?
Queen, I don't believe it.
I like Queen. I like their first album. And my favorite cut off that first album is a song called Liar. It's really cool.
Cheap Trick, too. God.
I've got all of Cheap Trick except for the last two albums and their black and white album.
Genesis, what is this? Abacab.
I'm turning you in. I'm turning you in. I like this album. I like
Sick. Sick. So deep in the heart of Joe's Nose is this commercial underlying.
That's the song I like. And I've also got the... the single that, which was my pledge album.
You too.
Without You by You Too.
Oh my God.
Three times, and there's that's really cool stuff.
You're sick.
And
I hope you like have like a distortion thing or something. You play it through. There you go.
What,
yeah,
this?
One.
You want to?
No.
No.
This.
Oh, not Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
No. No. No.
Well, let's go through the whole stack. I've got the box file from Joy Division.
I think that'd be okay.
It's pretty weird.
Okay.
Hey, wait, I've got to review this album for the station. Should we listen?
Sneaking up on the Nosemobile, there appears to be life within. Wait, there is life within the Nosemobile. I hear mumblings. Just a moment, I'll come around here and see what it is. We're now rounding the passenger side opened door of the Nosemobile. Suddenly, it's Dave wielding wine coolers. Dave, the wine cooler wielder.
That's
remember,
funny, folks.
You heard it here first.
We did the first Joe's Dough stuff. We did it on like cheap stereos and all kinds of stupid crap we had laying around. It was really cool.
Is this on?
Yeah. It's off now.
You just come here to mess with me. You must be my mentor. You just come here to... with me, you must be my... my...
Gonna burn me, but Debbie didn't know that. I'd be returning. She better run now. She better hide low. She better keep her head down. She better not go. I'm returning. My mama burning. Got your number and I'm mad as hell. I'm gonna get you. I won't forget it. I'm gonna hurt you and I won't regret it. Run now, you better hide, so you better keep your head down. You better not show, I'm returning, and I'm a burning. Got your number and I'm mad as hell.
Disturbed, unaware lines.
Target my ass in.
Weigh my guide. Steel of glint be only with.
Smoke cigarette air.
Love miles stale air. Room darkened the of.
Stare blank the into.
Protrudes slowly. Limits legal and safe past well.
Offside sighting.
Barrel double D. Chamber dark and special is through.
Expel B2 ready compact.
Hands steady on my mind.
Down forced is. Which of MD?
Cylinder plastic it's into.
Compressed chamber. Shot 6 number 5-4.
Cement waxy as doubles.
By right eye candle the steel and oil of scent the whip.
Laden more and more becoming is.
Sense olfactory the is. Air smoke stale the.
La Maya stroke each with.
More multiplying. Shaving smell with covered is.
Page blank.
Reactions here. What do you think of the scream?
Well, it was pretty good. I think maybe on like a scale of 1 to...
Thank you, Sean Braindead. This is great. Oh my God, Racine has just twisted up her bagpipes. Racine, whom I want to tongue thighs with, has just broken out her bagpipes. I am in awe. I am totally in awe.
This is bound to be lugubrious, I'm sure.
My God, I'm in ecstasy.
This is great. Racine, wait. How long have you been doing this, squeezing this bag?
All since I started, like, in third grade, and then I stopped in seventh because, like, there are only 3 gigs a year.
That's the best looking bong I've
ever seen. Let me tell you, this is quite a bag here. How do you do this? What do you do? You like blow into this thing? You blow into this.
Yeah.
Right?
And you get, like, the sack full.
Yeah, sack full of air.
And then, like, you have this, like, reserve, and then you start squeezing it.
I am in awe. I am truly in awe. And
well,
it comes out of here,
jam?
Right?
Yeah. When are we going to jam?
Now.
I see the writing on the wall. I see the blood starting to fall. You see the pain in my eyes. I know it's me that you response. In the alley, dark and black, the walls. My fingers start to scratch. You didn't like my alibi. See you, they're just fictitious. Steady myself on a garbage can. I smell the stench of running spam. There's still a ringing in my ear. Like, oh, what am I doing here? Guess you found the one you saw. I wish you were a better shot. Don't know exactly what I mean. I'm coming out of a bullet in my sleep. Hear me croak, that bullet hurt. And I'm getting blood on my favorite shirt. Don't want me to do things occur. I wish you knew what caliber. 2 weeks later when I'm dead and gone, I hope you hear the super tone. Cause the quickness I'm mistaken. Shoot my prisoner, for heaven's sake, oh baby.
Yes. He's at him. Corinne's from Magnetic Web.
Yeah.
He's a monster who has assumed the likeness of a human. There's little we can do, Urania. I call to thee, powers of light. Transfer unto Hercules thy energy to win. Her love is evil. He must kill her or he will die.
Musical interlude.
Lugubrious propaganda. Hello. Quite honestly, I feel Joe's Nose is the stinkiest band I've ever heard in my entire life.
For and you tell me you don't know.
number 27. Number 28. Number 29.
What's your impression of the color of Joe's Nose's bass guitar's bass guitar?
Like, well, man, the wheels are going around and everything.
We're on now. What do you think of the color of Joe's Nose's bass guitar player's bass guitar?
It's cosmic, man.
You heard it here. Oh, and now from a member of the band. What do you, Sean, the drummer, think of the color of Joe's Nose's bass guitar's player's bass guitar? And now without forewarning, I'm about to assault Kathy, Katie, Kitty, what is her name? I forgot what your name was. What was
Carrie.
It? Carrie. I'm about to assault Carrie. What do you think of the color of the Joe's Nose bass guitar player's bass guitar? The color of it. What do you think?
It's very colorful.
You heard it here.
Where?
Here. Obviously, I'm going to have to insult the bass player himself. Now about to ask Joe's Nose bass player the very question that's been plaguing us all since the beginning of mankind. Pete Stutman, bass player for Joe's Nose, what do you think about the color of your bass guitar?
It is now.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Hi, man.
What's happening?
We're enjoying the space here outside Pete's house. God, Pete lives in a nice neighborhood.
I think he does. We were just saying what a nice neighborhood it was that Pete lived in.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Of course, he's moving Sunday, though.
Yeah, I hear he's moving to some, like, suburban-type area.
Oh, probably really? Even a nicer neighborhood.
I bet it's really
nice. Yeah, it probably is. It's
maybe
like,
by the river. You think it's by the river?
No, I don't think so. It's probably out, you know, like, west or something like that.
Man-made lakes nearby?
No, but we do have a nice, I blew it now. But we now, we have, like, this neat sand pit not far away. Enjoying the,
Yeah.
Really, nothing better than a good sandy place to lay when you're hot, sweating.
Oh, if you are wondering, I'm speaking to two members of the local band of some fame, not quite unequaled to Joe's Nose fame, Clyde Connor. And this is Ron and Mike, not exactly in that order. In front of Pete's house, in the middle of the night somewhere.
We're half in a car.
They're half in a car.
Well, half of us are half in the car.
Yeah. What about the other half?
We're half outside the car.
Listen to all these cars coming by, and they're all coming for Joe's Nose. Let's see, there's
a... Nosemobile.
There's
the ice cream truck.
There's Tim.
There's the ice cream truck.
Doesn't that car sound so nice? Or that van, rather? Who's this?
Get the beer bottles off top of the car.
Wow.
Any time, this could be you know who.
Yes, that's what I'm waiting for, and I hope I have the tape player. Wow, there's a Mercedes.
They're lost.
Obviously. Well, I shall proceed backwards towards the inside.
Thank you, Pete.
I just came here to get a nice car. Yes. Huh?
And a nice
what?
House. And you live in a nice neighborhood. Thank
Some,
you for being
somebody's
my
calling.
Bye.
Thank you for being translucent in thought.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come again.
I will.
Bye.
Bye. Hey.
There's Ophicus and Saturn.
Where?
Up there.
Ah.
In the sky.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Peter.
Going on?
I'm shaking, dude.
Oh, you're fixing your hair to come in and see me.
That's right.
Great.
I hope you're ready for me, baby.
Oh, I always am.
I'm a hot number.
Do you think you could call me Ophicus from now on instead of Charlie?
I'd much rather call you Celluloid Beast of a Man.
What?
Okay.
Can I call you that?
Sure.
I will. As I proceed onwards. That's a naughty word. Ophicus, my God. Ophicus, my Lord. Hi, Scrappy Kitty.
You got an extra 5,000 to run.
Yeah, it's inside.
Okay.
I don't need it.
This is Charlie, and coming soon word is Terry. And
hi,
this
Charlie.
Is Larry.
Whoa.
And Sandy.
Sandy.
I was just hesitant.
Beer got spilled on my
feet. As long as it's not Ralph, it's okay.
And Larry and
Sandy.
Yeah, she's like got flipping over. Oh yeah, that's like
PhD! They want me to get a kinky white hairdo.
I want you just the way you are.
Hi, Terry.
Thighs,
too.
Whoa!
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, right on. Well.
What's your reaction of Joe's Nose? How do you feel about Joe's Nose music and message?
sucks, it 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 sucks.
This is Geraldo Rivera. Without the accent, we're proceeding through the back door of Pete's house to go and find the suspect, Mr. John Avett, who is presumably in the tree in the backyard. Here we go now. We're proceeding through very cautiously down through the backyard, coming to what looks like a very large tree. We will pause at the bottom for just a moment. We're at the bottom. This is the rather nervous Geraldo Rivera about a good 20 feet off the ground in this large tree in Pete's backyard, looking for the suspect, Mr. John Avett. We will proceed onward and upward. I'll leave it on. Now a good 45 or 50 feet in the air, I'm still climbing, looking for the suspect, Mr. John Avett, in the backyard of Pete's house. Yeah. We are now a mere 75 or 80 feet so in the air, just about to catch Mr. John Avett, the suspect, in a surprise way. Just a few more limbs up, and we shall confront him with something. Yeah. Mr. Avett, this is Geraldo Rivera in Pete Stumman's backyard. And we'd like to know, what the hell are you doing up here?
I'm looking for my keys.
What makes you think, sir, that these keys are up here in this large and very high tree which is swaying?
Well, I dropped them.
A likely excuse. Hold on, and I'll climb up further so I can get a good look at you.
Maybe. Damn pathetic. Resin you got on your microphone?
Yeah, I think so.
Does it lift you enough room?
Yeah, where's my mic?
Your mic.
And here we are. Wow, what a view! All the way up here, the top of the tree in Pete Stumman's backyard, who is, of course, the bass player for Joe's Nose.
I heard them!
From this area, in my backyard, I can see. Name the places, John.
Well, there's the Gumby building out that way.
Yeah?
And you can see the granaries off over there.
Oh, there they are.
There you can see the transmitting towers from that country station that, well.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. That one we listen in the afternoons when I come over to your house, right?
Sure, yeah, some country. Boy, I'd sure like some country right now.
What's that up above us besides tree?
That's probably my ship. And as soon as I can find my keys, I'll get back into it and get out of here.
Is this tree part of your, no, better yet, something more down to earth? John, what do you feel about the environment, for real and serious like?
I think we really got to take care of it. I mean, we were given this whole earth, and we're making a mess out of it. And we got to live in it, you know? And, I mean, like, some sticky things are fun to roll around in, but when it's toxic, I don't dig it.
Right on. Words of wisdom from Mr. John Avett in the top of this tree. Hopefully we're still recording. Yes, we are. How wonderful. And now I'm going to do my skydiving routine into a bunch of twigs.
Oh, well, here, let me hold on to your chute.
Oh, okay. What? Phone call.
We'll transfer it up.
Tell him to call back. It's going to be a while. Well, John, it was a pleasure. This is Geraldo Rivera signing off.
Yeah, I hope you didn't chase all the girls away.
Oh, no.